This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. During the visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar. During his visit to West Bengal, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees. He will also flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 7.2-kilometer-long six-lane elevated Kona Expressway worth over 1,200 crore rupees. This initiative will enhance connectivity between Howrah, the surrounding rural areas, and Kolkata. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that 12,000 special trains will be operated for Bihar on the occasion of Diwali and Chhath Puja. This announcement comes after he held discussions with the Bihar NDA leaders in Delhi to review railway arrangements for the upcoming Diwali and Chhath festivals. Mr. Vaishnav said that after discussions with state leaders about the travel needs of the people, the Railway Ministry worked out not only new trains but several other schemes and infrastructure projects.
जो दीपावली और छठ के आगामी दो बड़े त्योहार हैं, इसके लिए विशेष व्यवस्था की जाए ऐसी डिस्कशन में आया और साथ ही साथ ये भी ध्यान रखा जाए कि किस तरह से हमारे यात्रियों को रिटर्न जर्नी में सुविधा हो तो इस चर्चा के बाद में ये तय हुआ 12,000 स्पेशल ट्रेन्स चलाई जाएंगी जिससे कि यात्रियों को इन दो बड़े पर्वों पर किसी भी प्रकार की असुविधा न हो.
Mr. Vaishnav said four new Amrit Bharat trains will be launched to connect Delhi and Gaya, Saharsa and Amritsar, Chhapra and Delhi, as well as Muzaffarpur and Hyderabad for the convenience of general class passengers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that over the last 4 years, India-Russia bilateral trade in goods has increased more than fivefold from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25. He said, but a major trade imbalance has accompanied the growth and it has increased from $6.6 billion to $58.9 billion, which is about 9 times. Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed the need to address it urgently. He was co-chairing the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission for Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation with First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, in Moscow. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has collaborated with a private satellite-based internet service provider Starlink for seamless Aadhaar-based customer verification. In a statement, the Ministry of Electronics and IT said that the use of Aadhaar authentication by a global satellite internet provider demonstrates the scalability and reliability of India's digital infrastructure. It added that this collaboration emphasizes how Aadhaar can enable innovation in service delivery while ensuring transparency and accountability. Israeli military announced that it has started the first steps of a planned ground offensive to capture and control Gaza City. Troops are already operating on the outskirts, specifically in the Zaytun and Jabalia areas, to prepare for a larger attack. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz approved the plan yesterday, which will be reviewed by Israel's Security Cabinet later this week. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that to support the operation, Israel is calling up 60,000 reservists, allowing active duty soldiers to join the mission. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall is expected over Saurashtra and Kutch today. It also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Maharashtra and northeastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. Indian wrestler Tapasya clinched nation's first gold medal at the Under-20 World Wrestling Championships 2025 in Bulgaria yesterday. She defeated Norway's Felicita Stomayeva 5-2 in the women's 57 kg category final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.